This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show and welcome to the 2025 WHL playoffs presented by Nutrien. It's 8 playoff matchups in the two conferences opening up play this weekend on the run to the Ed Chenault Cup. Ahead, two new WHL franchises will be added over the next two seasons. The Penticton Vs are coming into the WHL in the fall following a news conference in the South Okanagan this week. We'll take you back to that official announcement and hear from some of the key stakeholders. Chilliwack will enter the WHL for the 2026-27 season. We'll have more on that announcement this week made in the Fraser Valley. Calgary Hitmen goaltender Daniel Hauser is the new all-time WHL wins leader. We'll hear from him on that accomplishment made official on the eve of the playoffs. Hey, and Craig Button is up to it again. TSN Director of Scouting's latest Craigslist has several WHL prospects dotted at the top. First up, the Penticton Vs have been officially announced as the 23rd WHL franchise. The South Okanagan community hosted a news conference where WHL Commissioner Dan Neer made it official.
Thanks to Graham Fraser, your vision, your determination, your pursuit of greatness has led us here today. It's been a pleasure working with you. I'm confident under your continued leadership, the Vs will accomplish great things as we enter into this new era. With that said, it is my distinct pleasure, on behalf of the Western Hockey League Board of Governors, to announce the Penticton Vs have been granted a WHL expansion franchise to commence play beginning in the 25-26 WHL regular season this September. Congratulations.
Penticton owner Graham Fraser says the club pivoted with the changing junior hockey landscape, this after being the flagship franchise in the BCHL.
This has been quite a journey. As Dan said, the hockey world changed in November with the NCAA changes. And Fred and I sat there in his office and talked about, okay, what are we going to do? What's our next step? Where do we go with this thing?
Well, following the news conference, former WHL broadcaster in Prince George, he's now in Penticton with the Vs, Fraser Rogers, spoke with Dan Neer on the announcement and the new WHL market.
Well, it's a community with such a rich hockey heritage and history. The Vs have been so successful. You look around the arena at the Ring of Honor and the names that have been associated with this franchise for many, many years. But also you think about young people, you think about families, and this community is a true hockey community. And so the idea that it fits geographically well for us, the idea that we believe that the facility standards, the operational standards of the club immediately will meet our expectations and exceed in some cases. And then I think the idea that the player pool is changing a great deal and puts us in a position to say, yeah, let's take a swing. We think we can add a club and we think that we can be in a position to develop more players for life, for the next step of hockey and, you know, and everything else.
The WHL has its imprints in the Okanagan with Kelowna, the BC Interior with Kamloops. New to Penticton for some, you know, for fans now following the WHL or new to it, what do you say about the product to the Penticton fan base?
Well, we're a community league, first and foremost. And so in my first circuit around the league, the thing that I noticed the most is the emotional connection that you have, because you know the players, you see them around town, they're billeting with your friends, they're out skating with young people in the ice when they're not playing, and it's a community effort. And so the hockey, of course, is top-notch, and it's the next step from the National Hockey League. Four players in the top 10 in the NHL draft last year came from the WHL. Players like Connor Bedard played just a couple of years ago in our league, and so you can see the caliber of player that's in the league, but it's the well-rounded and all-round nature of the league that I think Penticton's going to love to attach itself to, because it's an all-in mentality. The whole community has to be involved and engaged in part of it.
And lastly, today's press conference, you saw the reaction, you saw the attendance. It seems like this town's already bought in. What, you know, took you back or what you took away from today's announcement?
Yeah, I think the community felt like it had something to prove. And not that there are naysayers, but they wanted to make a statement that we're behind this. And the community showed up very, very well. I'm thankful to the mayor and to city council for the support they've shown behind this initiative. I'm thankful to Graham and Sue Fraser. And you could see the emotion in the press conference that this is a really important milestone. And I think that's going to endear the Frasers to the league. And then come September, it'll be all at war on the ice. You know, like I said, we're a competitive league. And I love the early barbs between Kelowna. That'll be a great rivalry for years to come.
We can't wait for that first game as well. Dan, thanks for this. Welcome to the Okanagan and Penticton, and look forward to seeing you back here in September.
Awesome. Thank you.
Fred Harbinson has been named the WHLV's head coach, general manager, and president.
Well, it means a lot. I mean, you know, we talk about the last 4 months, the work that went in, but really it's probably been the past 18 years. I mean, we couldn't have done this, you know, a handful of years ago. It was a long process. Both on and off the ice, kind of building the brand and building who we are today to give us this opportunity.
You talk about culture and the brand. I think today is a perfect example. Packed hallway at the BC Hockey Hall of Fame for the press conference. You see the passion in the crowd when they talk about next season. Penticton seems to be a unique vacuum that is made for the next step here.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, I've made this my home the last 18 years, and the passion is always in the forefront. I remember when my, you know, go to the grocery store, my kids would always ask, you know, and somebody would come up and, you know, ask, is that a friend or a fan? And it's usually both in this town. You know, this is going to be new challenges that they're probably not, you know, used to. And but that's what's going to make it exciting. And I think a lot of people are looking forward to those new challenges, those new rivalries. And I think just from, you know, the whispers that have been going on now before it was official, I think everybody in town is really looking forward to it.
Graham Fraser will serve as lead of the ownership group that also includes NHL alumni Mike Richter and Winnipeg Jets forward Mark Scheifele. Fraser spoke with Rogers on making the step to the WHL.
I think, you know, the thing that means the most to me is that we've earned the right to do it. And then that's an open statement. It just means that we put the 18 years since Fred's been here, you know, building a program, quality program, building the fan base, engaging the community. And when you do that, you earn the right to have the opportunity to do this. I, you know, could have done this 10 years ago, right? But, you know, the work's been done. And I think, you know, Penticton is, as a community, is ready for this. I think the community's grown. The community's getting more mature. So, you know, I think all those things that are happening in this area between our program and the community have allowed this to happen.
You see the building. You see the banners. What should fans expect when this next step happens, going to Western Hockey League?
You know, it's a big step for us. You know, it's a little different than the BCHL, which is a recruiting league. This is a draft league. So, you know, I think we're going to have to be patient a little. You know, we're going to build the program over time. The one thing I have faith in Fred is over time, we will be there. But, and I think our fans, they like good hockey. And at the end of the day, people have said to me, what happens if you don't win like you did? And I said, well, we're probably not going to win like we did in the BCHL because of the draft league. But we're going to have good hockey here, and that's what it's all about, developing kids, watching good, entertaining hockey, being competitive. We want to be competitive, but, you know, as always, the prize will always be the Memorial Cup or the WHL Championship, and we're going to obviously never not want to do that.
You may have just answered my next question, but what are you most excited for now in this next chapter in Vs hockey?
You know, I think for me, you know, and the community, I really look forward to watching these other teams roll in here. I think it's going to be pretty neat to, you know, see the Vancouver Giants here and the Edmonton Oil Kings and the Calgary Hitmen and Portland Winterhawks and going to those rinks too. I think it's going to be really fun for our program to go playing in those bigger stages and those big rinks with big crowds and energy and you know, and developing players to the NHL. You know, I think, you know, we've done that here already in the BCHL, but there's a bigger opportunity to dub to be able to do that. And especially with the new evolution of where the hockey landscape's going, I think the WHL, OHL, the Q is in a great place to be the real farm to send those kids either on to college or to the NHL.
Congratulations to the Penticton V's organization, set to begin play in the WHL this fall.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Now, the WHL will also welcome a 24th franchise in Chilliwack, BC, for the start of the 2026-27 season. The league is now searching for an ownership group for a franchise located in the Fraser Valley. WHL Commissioner Dan Neer addressed those on hand in a news conference in Chilliwack.
We're here today to formally launch the WHL's franchise application process for the city of Chilliwack to begin play in the 26-27 WHL season.
Commissioner Neer noting this will be a second attempt at a WHL franchise in the city.
Some of you in this community in particular are surely wondering, will you acknowledge the Bruins' tenure? Why should we believe the league is committed to us? You left us in 2011. I'm here to acknowledge it. Though I wasn't here at the time, I know the pain it caused. So does the city council here, who reminded me of it a few times. Looking back, our departure is regrettable, created a long-standing friction between our league and this vibrant and growing community. What I can tell you today is we've strengthened our approach in protecting communities. The structure of our lease agreement with the city is long-term in nature. It's designed to provide a guarantee and an assurance to the city and its residents. The league intends to make this a permanent location for the franchise, and our franchise agreement with the owner, who's ultimately selected, will reflect this same intention, and it'll be an important contractual covenant. I can't turn back the clock, but I can look everyone here in the eye and say on behalf of the league that I apologize for what this community went through in 2011. We made a mistake, and we can't change what happened, but we're here today to make amends for it. And my expectation is we'll select an owner who's committed to the same thing I am, that the mayor is, and that council are committed to, making Chilliwack one of the best Western Hockey League communities in the league.
Acting Mayor Jason Lum says it's an exciting venture for Chilliwack.
When we get into the ownership group selection and we announce the team names, I hope to see a lot of young folks in the crowd, future potential NHL stars being developed right here in Chilliwack. Like I said, it's an exciting day. Thank you, Dan, for your comments. I think the future is very bright. Thank you very much.
Commissioner Neer.
It's a very exciting time. There's a lot of work ahead, but we're pleased to be here to start the process. We're confident that in short order, we'll have an outstanding partner for us and for you, the city, as we enter this new era of hockey in Chilliwack. Thank you.
A WHL franchise set to return to Chilliwack to begin play in the fall of 2026.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
We have 8 first-round playoff matchups in the WHL. The Everett Silvertips, the Scotty Munro Trophy winners for the best record in the regular season, will match up with rival Seattle in the opening round. With the close proximity between these two franchises, should be a great series. BC Division champion the Victoria Royals set to play the Tri-City Americans. Victoria coming off a first division banner since 2016. Meanwhile, the Spokane Chiefs, one of the top teams in the WHL after the trade deadline, with Bobby Clark Trophy winner for the league's top scorer, Andrew Crystal, set to take on the rugged and veteran Vancouver Giants. And a rematch of last year's Western Conference Championship Series, two teams with a budding rivalry set to hook up. The Prince George Cougars will take on the Portland Winterhawks. Meanwhile, in the East, the number one seeded Medicine Hat Tigers will take on a familiar foe in the Swift Current Broncos, two cities located just 2 hours apart, and a season series split right down the middle at 2 wins apiece. The East Division champion Prince Albert Raiders, who pulled off that division banner in dramatic fashion in the final weekend of the season, will take on the Edmonton Oil Kings. The Calgary Hitmen, who had a shot at that first overall seed in the East, will battle the Saskatoon Blades in the 3-6 bracket, and the Lethbridge Hurricanes, by way of being the fourth seed, will take on the fifth-seeded Brandon Wheat Kings.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
The WHL has a new goaltender on top of the all-time wins mountain.
History for Hauser. Career win, 123. Number one all-time in the WHL as Calgary beats Red Deer 5-1.
Well, after a team wins, they always go to the goaltender, but this is an extra strong celebration. Everyone wants to give him a tap on the head, on the back, give him a hug. They're fighting in there to join in the celebration with Daniel Hauser. What a career in the WHL.
That was Brad Curl and Jeff Hollick on the call after the veteran WHL goaltender recorded his 123rd all-time win in a 5-1 victory over the Red Deer Rebels.
Yeah, it feels awesome. I mean, you know, I could stand here for hours just listing people I can thank for putting me in this position. And, you know, I'm super grateful for this team, you know, this organization, every team I've been on in the past. And, you know, just grateful for the position I'm in.
The native of Chestermere, Alberta, started his WHL career with the Winnipeg Ice, where he collected 77 wins over parts of three seasons. When the franchise moved to Wenatchee, he snagged 25 more wins. A trade deadline deal to Calgary saw him cap his WHL regular season career with 20 more. Hitman head coach Paul McFarlane.
Yeah, incredible achievement for him, obviously, personally, and we're just a small piece of that puzzle, but I think huge credit to his longevity in the league and obviously consistency to be able to win that many games is an impressive achievement for him individually. And like I said, we're just very fortunate to have him. And as I said to the team after the game, we're glad that we're the last piece of it.
Now, Hauser, who's downplayed it somewhat, admits it was in his thoughts.
I was pretty excited. I mean, you know, I'd be lying to you if I told you I wasn't thinking about it a little bit. You know, it's something that's been in the back of my head a little bit. But you know, to share it with this group, you know, these guys play so well in front of me every night. And, yeah, they made it special for me tonight, and it was awesome.
Hauser now leads the Hitmen into the 2025 WHL playoffs in a first-round series against the Saskatoon Blades. NHL prospect guru TSN's director of scouting, Craig Button, has come out with his latest Craigslist as he takes a look at the top NHL draft prospects across the world. 13 WHLers are in Button's top 60 with his latest ranking, headlined by projected top 5 selection Roger McQueen of the Brandon Weed Kings. Button's also been a big fan of Cameron Schmidt of the Vancouver Giants this season. He has him at number 8. Cole Reschny on the Island Victoria checks in at number 11, while defenseman Jackson Smith and Radim Mertka are at number 14 and 15th. Goaltender Josh Ravensbergen of the Prince George Cougars is ranked 19th, according to Button. Carter Bear, who suffered a season-ending injury, is at number 22. Lyndon Lakovic of the Moose Jaw Warriors at number 23. Defenseman Blake Fidler of the Edmonton Oil Kings at 34. High-scoring forward Nathan Boehm of the Kamloops Blazers at number 35. And Seattle Thunderbirds captain Braden Coutts checks in at number 38 on Button's list. The 2025 NHL Draft will be held at the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles, California, set for June 27th and 28th. Hey, that's the show. Hey, let's get the 2025 WHL playoffs presented by Nutrien underway. I'm John Keane. We'll talk to you next week.